We are learning Masechta Yuma Daf Tavzayin Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the bottom, two lines from the bottom, Tavzayin Amud Aleph, where we're starting from. Now, the Gemara just brought down a Mishnah in Masechta Midas that the wall on the eastern side of the Har HaBayis was lower, so the Kohen who's doing the Sreifas HaParos, doing the Paraduma, could stand the Har HaZeisim and see through all the doors to the Heichal door. And the Shaila was it blocked or not? Because if you could see it through the door, you don't have to have the wall lower, so you see over the wall. The Mishnah said the wall had to be lower, the eastern wall had to be lower, to see over the wall, to see through the doors, to get to the Heichal. Why can't you just look through the door of the Har HaBayis? So he said the fear of Lesbi Yaakov was blocked, because the elevation was 20 and a half amas from the Har HaBayis until the Heichal. The elevation was 20 and a half amas, which covered the door. That was one pshat. Now, with that, we prove that the Mishnah Midos is less than Yaakov. Rav Ata Bahava, as it comes to say something, there's two pshatim in Rashi. Well, first learn Rashi's first pshat. Rav Ata Bahava Omar, Homani Rav Yehudihi. He's answering that this that it said that the eastern wall has to be lower, and you can't see through the door, you know who that is? That's Rav Yehuda. It's not less than Yaakov, it's Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, learned in a Braisa. And it's going to break up our proof, basically, that we wanted to prove that it was Lesbi Yaakov. Rav Ata says, it's not a proof. I'll tell you, it's really Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah that says that it was blocked is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer. HaMizbeach, where was the Mizbeach Chitzon? First of all, how high was Mizbeach Chitzon? It was 10 amas high. But in practical speaking, it only blocked 9 amas because the top amas was the Keren. It was 10 amas high with the Kronos, with the corners. So the Mizbeach was 9 amas high. Where was the Mizbeach? Was the Mizbeach in front of the Heichal, or was the Mizbeach moved over? So it's a big machlokes tanoi. Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya Yehuda Eimer, HaMizbeach l'mutza v'ayim v'emtza Azara. The Mizbeach was smack in the middle of the Azara. V'shloish m'shtayim amas ha'yoloi. What was the size of the Mizbeach? 32 amas by 32 amas. That's the size of the Mizbeach. That's without the Kevesh. 32 amas by 32 amas. V'shloish m'shtayim amas ha'yoloi. Esa amas k'nega pischei shel Heichal. Now the width of the door of the heichal was 10 amos, so es amos like a piska sheheichal, and yud alaf amos lo tzofin, but yud alaf amos lo darin. There's 11 amos to the tzofin and 11 amos to the darin. So altogether 32 amos. So it was exactly in the middle, so it covered the door of the heichal. Then 11 amos to each direction. Nimtza mizbeach mechavik negad heichal lekoysal. We see that the mizbeach is smack in the middle, blocking the koysal of the Heichel, the walls of the Heichel, and the door of the Heichel. Now, if you learn like that, so what happens? Could you see through the door of the Har HaBayis the Heichel? No, because the Mizbeach is blocking. Remember, in total Mizbeach is how many, without Lesbi Yaakov, how high is the floor of the Azara, Moshe, without the Mizbeach, and without the thing? It was 13 and a half Amos. 13 and a half Amos plus 9 Amos is already 22 and a half Amos, if you can't see. You're not going to be able to see. The Mizbeach is blocking. Therefore, Zogar Al-Hava, Hava Eitzah. The Mishnah is not Lesbi Yaakov. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, the Mizbeach is blocking the Heichal. You can't see it. The Mizbeach is blocking the Heichal. It's good? Mizbeach is blocking the Heichal. So that's where Al-Hava Hava is Pshat. Break the Gemara Kashom. I'm going to prove you now that it can't be. The Mishnah Midas is not Rabbi Yehuda. Because I'm going to read you a Mishnah Midas. V'sakadaitoch Midas Rabbi Yehudi. I'm asking you Kasha. You're telling me Midas, it's a little bit problematic for you there, but V'isak adat ha-midas Rabbi Yehudihi, Mizbech v'emtza azara mi mishkachas lo. I'm going to prove you that it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah Midas. Why? V'atnan, the Mishnah Midas says like this, Kol ha-azara hoysa oirech mea v'shmein v'sheva. The length of the azara was 187 amas long. That's the length of the azara. Remember, before we're talking about the Ezra's Noshim, the Ezra's Noshim is 135 by 135. The rest of the Azara was 187 amas long. That includes the Heichal, which was in the Azara. Kol Azara is Oirech Meyav Shemen Mesheva, 187 amas long. Al Reichav Meyav Shemen Mechavish. It has to be 130, and it's 135 amas wide. Just like the Ezra's Noshim is 135 amas wide. So this is also 135 amas wide. So, Min HaMizrach L'mayriv, Meyav Shemen Mesheva, from Mizrach to Mayriv, from east to west, is 187 amas. How does that work? Mokum drisis ragli Yisrael, the place where it's called Edges Yisrael was Yud Alef Amos, 11 Amos. Mokum drisis ragli Kahanam is Yud Alef Amos. The place where the Kahanam walk is also Yud Alef Amos, altogether 22. Mizbeach was Shloishim Mishtayim because it was square, a 32 amma square. So that's 32 amma. So we're going now to the length, Midrachamar, we're going from east to west, walking towards the Heichel now. So 22 for the Zaros, the Kanam as Israel. Then you have 32 amas for the Mizbeach. So 32 plus 22 is 54. Bein Ulam v'Mizbeach, Esrim v'Shtayim. Another 22 is 76. Right? Good, 76. V'Heichel Kufama, the whole building of the Heichel, which is the Ulam, the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was 100 amas long. That's 176. And then there was Yud Alf Amma behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the wall of the Azar, Yud Alf Amma, 11 plus 176 is 187. That's 187. That's the length from east to west. From east to west, that's the length, and that you see how much it is from there to there. That's the length of the old of the Heifel. And now with the Gudu, then we do the width. This is a picture. From here to here is 187 amas. We did 22, 32, 22. This is 100, then 11. And let's give our vayta. So now that's mehamizrach lemayir. Menadorim letzafoin. Now how do you go menadorim letzafoin? Meyav esoyz v'chamas, 135 amas wide. Now let's, how do we break that down? So we're going to start from the kevesh. Even though there is space between the wall, let's say you're facing the heichal, the left side to the kevesh, there's space there, we'll see how much that is in a second. So let's count to 135. HaKevesh v'Mizbeach is how much? Shishi v'shtayim, 62. Because 32 for the Mizbeach, 30 for the Kevesh. Kevesh is the ramp. The ramp to the Mizbeach was 30 amas long, 62 amas. Then you go from the Mizbeach v'letabois, there was these rings that they used to hold the behemoth down when they did the Shechita. They were tabois. So from the Mizbeach to the tabois, where the tabois start, it's 8 amas. Mokim ha-tabois is Esrim v'arba, 24 amas. So let's not lose count. So 8 plus 24 is 32. 32 plus 62 is 94. So we're up to 94 already. Min ha-tabois l'shulchanois, from the tabois to where the tables are, they had these tables where they put the behemoths down on the tables to take out the emurim and everything. So there, to wash the emurim. So there, min ha-tabois l'shulchanois was another 4 amas. So that's 96. We skipped the space of Shulchanos, okay? Shulchanos and Anasim is Arba. What? 98, right? 98. Shulchanos and Anasim, then we skipped the space of Shulchanos, we go Shulchanos to the Nanasim. What are the Nanasim? Nanasim are these little boxes that had these poles sticking out of it, and they hung the animals on it in order to skin them and cut them apart. So that's the Nanasim. So from there to the Nanasim is Arba, which is 102. And then we don't count the space of an anosim again. When anosim kaisel hazara ches amas, when anosim to the kaisel hazara is 8 amas, which is 110. Now the only thing we didn't count are three things. We didn't count the space from the wall into the kevesh, that we didn't count. We didn't count the space of the anosim. We didn't count the space of the shechanas. Okay, but we count everything else as 110. How much do we have left? If it's 110, you have 25 left, because altogether 135. So what do you do with the rest, the last 25? Use it for the kevesh, the kaisel, and the makam ananasim. Now, for some reason, the Mishnah skips out what the shulchanos. So Rashi says the shulchanos were 4 amas length. That's how much the space took up the 4 shulchanos. How to break that down? It depends on the picture. The picture in some of the, and most of the pictures are not 100% accurate. The Bach says the picture has to be that there's two tables going across that way. Each table was one and a half amas, and in between the tables was one amas. Altogether, 4 amas in the going from Safa to Dorim, it took up 4 amas. And the pictures look like the picture in the Bach. I don't know if you have a Bach here, but it's not. It's the opposite way the picture in some of the art scroll is. L'chera comes out l'fizev akbonim. The shulchanos were 4. The shulchanos were 4. How much is left to split up? 21. 21 split up is 10 and a half. So it's 10 and a half now between the wall to the kevesh and 10 and a half for the nanosim. Okay? Now we have all the numbers. Let's start figuring it out. Where the Mizbeach started. So we're going to start from the wall of the north wall. So you have 8 amas plus the nanosim, which is 10 and a half, is 18 and a half. Everyone help me count if I make a mistake. 18 and a half plus 4 until the shulchanos is 22.5, plus the Shachanos is 26.5, plus the 4 to the Tabayis is 30.5, plus 24 is 54.5, plus the 8 is 54.5 plus 8 is 62.5. Okay? Well, up to 62.5 when the Mizbeach starts. Where is the midpoint of the Azara? 67.5. So we're 5 amos away from the midpoint. The midpoint is the door. The door starts basically at 62.5. That's where the door actually starts of the Heichal, okay? That's where the Mizbeach starts, right? Now, if the Mizbeach starts 62.5, could you see into the Heichal? Yes. You know why? Because when you have a Mizbeach, the 32 amos, the first amma is the Yesoid. And you can see over Yesoid. Yesoid is the base. The base is only one amma high. You can see over that. And then 6 amas above that is the Soivev. You can see over that also, because only 6 amas high. It only makes 19.5. So you really can see 2 amas of the wall. Zokarashi, if we're going, if this Mishnah was not going to the Lezer Yaakov, if we were raised higher because of the Maila, as the Mizbeach, you would be able to see through, according to Mishnah Midas. You would be able to see through. Because the Mishnah Midas, it would start at 60, we just figured it out, it would start at 62.5, the Mizbeach. So you'd be able to see over the Yesoid and over the Soiviv into the Heichel. So the Isak Daitach Midas Rabbi Yehudihi Mizbeach Be'emtzah Ma'azor Mishkach Eslo Baru Mizbeach Be'darim Koy. Most of the Mizbeach was in Darim. So really, Tosfos asks, the Gemara, you don't have to give a ganze cheshbon. Like Rashi is a beautiful cheshbon. Hey, you can see over it. You don't have to say that. Stam was like the Mishnah Midas is not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said Mizbeach was smack in the middle, and here you see it wasn't smack in the middle. It started by 62.5 amos. That's where it started from, and that's the Gemara sounds like also words. Isak like the Yehudi Mizbeach Be'emtzah Ma'azor Mishkach Eslo didn't start that. Rubu the Mizbeach Be'darim Koy. Everything was arrived. So either way, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, either because, like we're saying, the cheshbon Rashi you can see over it, or because it's Mavuyer, it was Ruba Be'darim. Most of it was in the south side. That's the kasha. Ella lav shvaminah on top of Yudzayim and Aleph lav shvaminah. Lezer Yaakov shvaminah. So it must be the Mishnah Midas Lezer Yaakov, and that's why the eastern wall had to be lower. Why? Because you couldn't see through the door. Why not? Because the Milo was there. Made it 20.5 amos high. Therefore, you couldn't see through it. Now, Rashi has different. Rashi has a few kasha. This is not going to speak those out, but we'll speak out. The Rashi has different shot on this whole Gemara that we learned on this shir. This on the base here. The Gemara started off. Adab Ahava says, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, the one who holds that it was blocked is Rabbi Yehudi, because the Mizbeach was Mutzah. That was the way we typed. That's what it means. There's another way to learn the Gemara. Rabbi Adabhava says a new pshat. Rabbi Adabhava says the Mishnah Midos, we had a stira Midas to Tamid, until now we said Midos was Rabbi Lezer Yaakov. Rabbi Adabhava says, no, you know the Mishnah Midas is Rabbi Yehudi? It's Rabbi Yehuda. And it's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why you can't see over the wall. It's Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah did Yehuda. The Mishnah says, no, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because it's proven that the Mizbeach was not in the middle. The Mizbeach was not in the middle, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, so that's not pshat. That's not pshat. The Mishnah Midas Zavada is, the stomach is Elazim Yaakov. It's a little different pshat, like upon him, we're coming out very clear where the Mizbeach was, and what was blocked, and why you needed the eastern wall to be lower.